Okay, Mr. Romer, the system is telling us that it's going to kick you out when I start streaming for some technical reason. So if it does, can you rejoin, please?
Looks like it did.
I apologize for that. It hasn't presented that issue in the past.
All right, we'll give him a moment to join, and then we'll call a meeting to order. Could take us more time to get the meetings going today than it takes us to actually complete the meeting.
Hey guys, it's Tim Romer, if you can hear me.
Perfect, Tim. Yes, we can hear you. Thank you.
Okay, I'm here.
All right, with that, I'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. And is Shay handling the roll call? Chuck, are you doing that?
Shay, are you on the line? Mr. Chairman, I'll go through the roll call.
Thank you.
We don't have Shay. Mr. Dobb. Jeggy. Mr. Kirkland.
Kirkland?
Kirkland. Yes. Thank you, Mr. Kirkland. Mr. Cook.
Here.
Mr. Orantia.
Here.
Mr. Sherrod. Mr. Bruner.
Stuart Bruner here for David Byers.
Mr. Romer.
Here.
Mr. Gonick.
Here.
Mr. Sloan.
Here.
Representative Jeff Wenninger. Senator Rick Gray. Mrs. Pereira.
Rebecca Pereira here for Richard Stavniak.
Mr. Chairman, you have a quorum.
All right, thank you very much. Again, welcome to yet another virtual ITAC. Appreciate everyone's patience as we continue to figure out all of the elements and aspects of providing a public meeting through technology. I do want to remind everyone this is a public meeting. As has been posted, I think, with the agenda, there is a link to submit comments, and our team will review that and raise that as appropriate. So please, if there is public comment, go ahead and avail yourself of that form. With that, we will go ahead and move to the first item on our agenda, which is approval of the minutes, which we are now using a full recording of the meeting as our minutes. And we had that recording from our last meeting, May 20th, captured in, and that has been posted to the site. So, but we still need to officially approve those as the minutes of the meeting. So I'll accept a motion with regards to that unless there's any discussion.
Mr. Chair, this is Eddie. I move that we approve the minutes.
This is Lev Gonick. I second the motion.
Thank you both. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed?
Mr. Chairman, this is Stuart. I am abstaining because I was unable to review the full 2 hours and 15 minutes of the minutes.
Very good. Thank you, Stuart. We will note that. Okay. Before we step in, we have one item that's on our consent agenda. I'm going to ask Chuck Brown to just give a quick introduction to that, to provide some background explanation, and then we'll just see if there's any discussion before we address the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. The agenda item is for the Department of Economic Security to renew Enterprise Microsoft licensing for 1 year. It raises to the level of an ITAC approval based on the costs. It is a normal item that would appear on your consent agenda and is labeled as such. So the committee has the option of approving the consent agenda or removing it from the consent agenda and asking for a presentation and comment from the agency.
All right, thank you, Chuck. So with that, I will open to the committee and ask if there's anyone that would like to review this in more detail, or if you're comfortable proceeding with the item as a consent agenda item.
Mr. Chairman, this is Stuart again. Would it be possible to hear the staff recommendations before we decide whether to leave it on consent or not?
Certainly. I think that's no problem. Chuck, do you have somebody to do that?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'd like to turn over to Sudi to provide the recommendation with conditions summary.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, ASSET is recommending that the pitch be approved with two conditions. Condition one, which is our standard condition, should development costs exceed the approved estimates by 10% or more, or should there be significant changes to the proposed technology, scope of work, or implementation schedule, the agency must amend the pitch to reflect the changes and submit to ADOA ASSET and ITAC if required. Condition two, DES will provide a Google adoption implementation plan in the next 180 days to ADOA ASSET. They will also provide updates regarding progress made with the plan and include it with the required monthly status report submitted to ADOA ASSET.
Okay, so with the recommendation as stated and the conditions, are there any questions or any items for further clarification?
Just a general question. I'm well aware of the general strategic direction that ADOA has moved with respect to these kinds of office productivity tools. Are there other exceptions that are likely to come forward based on the overall move towards the Google environment?
So I guess my response to that, Lev, would be more, I'll say likely yes on a case-by-case basis. You know, the first pass through, with the agency is really focused on the adoption of mail and calendar. And we are now moving to a phase where, while the entire suite has been available to the agencies, they're now adopting. We have concerted efforts around rolling out additional training. And so as agencies are coming up on the renewal cycles for what could be overlapping licensing, that's when we are engaging with them to make sure that we have a review process in place, that they have looked at it from a plan perspective, that they are reviewing their own internal adoption plans, and then making sure just that we're optimizing. We don't want to break processes. And there are some cases because some of the tools have been in place and in use for a long time, some of those processes don't unwind easily. But we're looking to ensure that we have adoption where we can get it, and then we focus efforts on increasing that adoption over time just to optimize the state's expense.
Thanks for that.
And I'll guess I'll go ahead and add that I think that's really some of the spirit behind why this is a one-year renewal. I think typically you would see a three-year renewal is a typical offering. But in this case, working with the agency, there was an agreement to pursue a one-year renewal to provide the runway for them to work through that adoption planning and be able to better assess what their ongoing need would be so that they didn't sign up for 3 years of something they might not need for that entire time.
Thanks again.
So, any other questions? Okay, I'll ask the committee, do you prefer to proceed with this as a consent agenda item? Or would you like to get into the details of the presentation?
Mr. Chair, this is Lev Gonick. I'm happy to see it, happy to move that it be put into our consent agenda.
Okay. Do we have a second? And with that, I would say this would be a motion to just approve the consent agenda as proposed.
Right.
I'm sorry, Gilbert, was that you seconding?
Brian.
Oh, Brian. Thank you, Brian. Okay. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Mr. Chairman, this is Stuart again. Can you just note that I abstained, please?
Yep.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, with that, the motion carries. The consent agenda has been approved. That is all that we have for today's meeting. We know this, I appreciate everyone being able to come together, even after a brief cancellation of the meeting. This item came up late, in the cycle for us, and I do appreciate you making yourselves available. As it, from a timing standpoint, was critical that we go ahead and get this, handled for DES. Our next planned meeting is July 15th. We'll get that on your calendars, and we'll look forward to talking to you then.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, just had a notice for the committee members. We may be asking for a special session to help an agency with an emergency rush on a pidge. We will let you know as soon as we know for sure if we're going to ask for a special session before July. But since we know now we might do it, I wanted to give them a heads up.
Very good. Thank you, Chuck. Yeah, I think this does, the nature of this is it does relate to the current pandemic crisis. And I guess some part of me is surprised we haven't seen more items like this. But we'll call the meeting together if we need to do so before July, and we'll give you as much notice as we can. So appreciate your flexibility, and we will do our best to optimize the use of your time. All right. Nothing further. I will call the meeting to a close. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.